This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You'll want to get out of this crisis. Epidemiologists will tell you, you got to test. And then you got to test some more. And then you got to trace. It's two parts. Figure out who has the virus, and then find and quarantine everybody they have been in contact with. And that contact tracing is an actual job. And we are going to need a lot of people doing that job, and we're going to need them fast. That's a big ask, though, for a public health system that is already stretched thin. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more now on what states are doing about that.
When I reached her this morning, Ashley Nelson and her team of 40 contract tracers were gearing up for a big testing drive today in Grand Forks, North Dakota. For each positive test, they'll conduct a detailed interview.
How they got places, if they carpooled, who they talked to, how long they talked to people for.
She's one of 300 new contact tracers hired by the state. Many of them, like Nelson and her team, graduate students in public health. Before the pandemic, only about 1,600 people were doing this work full-time around the country. Experts estimate we'll need up to 100 times more.
Within 2 weeks, we hired 750, with the goal being 1,000.
Dr. Joya Mukherjee with the nonprofit Partners in Health has been leading the effort for Massachusetts. Training takes just a few days. She says they've been inundated with thousands of applications from the newly unemployed. Dr. George Rutherford of UC San Francisco is running training for his city's health department.
Basically, right now we're using repurposed workforce, like city attorney's office, the assessors, some of the librarians.
California aims to add 10,000 new contact tracers from the ranks of current public employees. Rutherford says the need for more public health workers will persist long after those workers return to their normal jobs. But many state and local public health systems are chronically underfunded, says Dara Lieberman with the nonprofit Trust for America's Health.
And that has left public health understaffed and unable to modernize.
A report from Johns Hopkins estimates it would take $3.6 billion in new funding to add the needed 100,000 public health workers to address the crisis. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.